It's all about the big picture and the 35,000 foot view. Because if you're going to describe the system we're facing, this has to burn into your psyche and really etch itself into your awareness and your consciousness. Not just if you want to be free, not just if you want to survive a couple of years, not just if you want to have any future, but if you don't want your very will, your very essence, your very soul that is quite real, absorbed and overridden by this. We're talking about your eternal wish, your eternal choice that all of us are making right now, and as the evil, as the anti-life system pushes out and dominates and manifests itself in its attack, in its ravenous hunger. So here is the big statement, and I want it to sink in, and I want you to ponder it at a cellular level and at a spiritual gut level. Deep down, you know it's true. What we face, if you had to describe it as one word, I said I described it as one word, but I didn't, because I haven't described it yet. The one word is alien. Alien, not of this world. You'd have to be hiding under a rock not to know that vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and other essential vitamins and minerals are essential to our bodies, to our immune systems. We don't have them long term, we die. But what a lot of people don't know is, even if you have those compounds, the levels that are recommended, if you don't have deep, restful, clean sleep, your body will fall apart even faster. And with so many chemicals in the food and water and so much agitation in the culture and life, it's hard to settle. If you had to have one unifying statement to describe what the globalists are building, what their worldview is, what their goal is, it's anti-human. It's post-human. It hates the very nature of what makes us strong, what makes us happy, what makes us healthy, what makes us thrive. But it's not just fundamentally anti-human. Oh, this system tells us in so many messages, in so many ways every day, that it's the guardian of the earth, that it loves the planet, that it's going to save the whales and the birds and the bees. But when you pull back into the actual writings of the futurist, of the high priest of this system, and they tell you we are going to become gods, and this earth is nothing to us, and we would destroy the whole universe if that's what it took for us to ascend to godhood. It's in my film Endgame, the quotes by the individuals who are the high priests of this system. Remember 4 years ago, Elon Musk famously said, "Beware those who talk of AI gods, and beware of those who worship AI gods, because they worship themselves." And they see humanity's destruction as the toll to the boatman Charon to take them into their Valhalla, or their heaven, which is our hell. Now, I've got a lot of really important news to cover on this Thursday, October 14th transmission. But before I lay out the latest earth-shaking developments, I want to talk about the big picture and the 35,000-foot view. Because if you're going to describe the system we're facing, this has to burn into your psyche and really etch itself into your awareness and your consciousness. Not just if you want to be free, not just if you want to survive a couple of years, not just if you want to have any future, but if you don't want your very will, your very essence, your very soul that is quite real, absorbed and overridden by this. We're talking about your eternal wish, your eternal choice that all of us are making right now, and as the evil, as the anti-life system pushes out and dominates and manifests itself in its attack, in its ravenous hunger. So here is the big statement, and I want it to sink in, and I want you you to ponder it at a cellular level and at a spiritual gut level. Deep down, you know it's true. What we face, if you have to describe it as one word, I said I described it as one word, but I didn't, because I haven't described it yet. The one word is alien. Alien, not of this world. Just as all the ancient texts and hieroglyphs tell us, just as the Bible tells us, just as the ancient Jewish annals tell us, that a system not of this world seeks to eradicate us and to remove us because it hates what planted us here, because we are made in the image of that and are able, on a little g level, not the big G level, not the original gangsta level, but on the little baby G level, to build whatever we can imagine as we've now seen manifests. And so there is a race by collaborators who are working with that fallen ancient spirit, that ancient energy, that ancient consciousness, that ancient will, Satan. And he has promised his minions exactly what the Bible said he would promise them: eternal life, knowledge of the universe, sharing with him, with it, the power of God. But first, they must take the general population's free will. They must attack children, which are the seed of the universe. And we must commit horrible crimes against the great architect's will. And when I say great architect, you're going to see all the anti-Masonic groups out there saying, oh, Jones is using code words for the Masons. No, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible talks about God's architecture being seen in the stars. Everything the Illuminati does is steal all God's terms, then use them themselves. And then when we try to reappropriate God's language, the fools say we're of the devil. You judge a tree by its fruits. A sun rising symbol is not satanic. God did that. That's a symbol of the new day. The swastika is not an evil symbol. It's the symbol of motion. And the sun rolling through the heavens and rolling across the mountain ranges in every culture, it's a good symbol. Just because Hitler took it doesn't mean it's bad. And so forth and so on. But I digress. That's just a small piece of information. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, at this key crossroads, going to this great decision. And we see all these debates out there by the so-called conservatives on one end and the so-called liberal leftist on the other. And if you look at what a conservative is today, that would be a liberal 10 years ago. And it's all being directed by the big corporations and the big banks and high-tech PR firms and brigades of behavioral psychologists and psychiatrists on record doing focus groups on every facet of our lives on ways to convince us and control us to turn over control of ourselves and our children and our destinies to them. They admit all this. They talk like we're little kids at the kids' table and they're the big adults at the big table and we don't know what they're talking about. Or as the analogy I used yesterday, it's like they're Martians speaking in their language and think we can't hear them. And all I'm trying to get people to do is to understand they keep you in these controlled paradigms of a limited debate. You know the term, get outside the box. And they keep you within the allegory of the cave. They keep you within a system and feed you what input they want. And then the whole debate is a controlled debate where they've already moved the Overton window to the area they want. And then simply by having controlled opposition that isn't even conscious of the fact that they will cover limited aspects of it, but never bring you to the great truth of the fact that this is an alien attack and that it's hiding in plain view. And so all of it is focusing on the symptoms and not the heart of the matter of the fact that we have to have a spiritual solution and that we have to see beyond the five senses and we have to make that sixth sense connection and transcend our spirit that is already transcended into the higher realms. And that by denying those higher realms, we allow anti-liberty forces in the universe to manipulate and control us, because we are denying the existence of these very energetic systems, like a person jumping into a river that has a horrible riptide in it and being pulled under. You couldn't see the currents under the water, but they were there. And that's why you see the spiritual blindness. It's why you see the lostness. It's why you see the confusion. It's why you see the system promising to its slaves, just conform more to all of this anti-God, anti-human garbage, and somehow we'll build a utopia. But they're not building a utopia. They're building a dystopia. They're building a nightmare. And the people continue to double down over and over and over again, and just hoping maybe this time they'll be delivered to heaven and to not hell, while they're building again hell here on earth. And then, oh, they take the shot, and then they get sick, and it's your fault for not taking it. They go buy the lottery ticket, and well, it's you know, it's their fault they didn't buy more tickets. It's the creed of losers, how they get caught in a scam, and they won't admit they've been caught in a scam, and it only gets worse and worse. The currency devaluation, the phthalates and bisphenol A and the plastics, destroying our endocrine systems and rendering us sterile. The open borders, the funding of radical Islam, the promotion of pedophilia and transgenderism, all of this is the same as poison being injected out of a cobra's fangs into our body politic. This is an assault. That's why Communist China funds the majority of these type programs and owns four of the six major Hollywood production houses. And the very propaganda they finance in America, the very poison they push on us, that's just as deadly, in fact, more deadly because it's spiritual poison than fentanyl, is shipped into our nation and financed just like their shipment of the fentanyl is as well. And so that's where we are. And the fact that it's avant-garde for Dave Chappelle to say, I don't care who you are, if you came into this world, you came out from between a woman's legs. And the fact that as we speak on children's forms for schools around the world, the word mother and father has been taken off of the certificates, because this is a scientific assault on who we are. This is a scientific assault on reality. And as I said in the second segment, we are not resisting a bunch of unorganized, crazy leftist and run-of-the-mill transgender sex offenders like you see in the news as their vanguard. Above them is a scientifically directed program that does seek to make the biological act of procreation impossible outside of a laboratory in vitro setting. So the end game is to take control of human development and to destroy the environmental systems that have allowed humans to be successful on this planet, and to establish an economy not based on expansion, not based on beauty, not based on honor, not based on humans, and instead build a system that is designed for the globalists to transcend what they call the failed state of being human. To escape this system that they're building for us, we must first recognize that it's in a trap and that it is a military assault. We must realize there are globalists that run it. There are the think tanks and the armies of behavioral psychologists that think so little of us that they openly, again, write reports and brag about how they lie to us, and how they dumb us down, and how they control us, and yes, how they kill us. So we must get out of the contained paradigm. We must transcend the mainline propaganda and realize that it's not wacky leftists that are doing this because they're just lost and misguided. Those are the slaves of the system. Those are the cannon fodder of the system. But that it is consciously selfish, completely twisted individuals who want to play God that are turning our planet into a giant mad scientist laboratory. It is not heroic to state that men are men and women are women. It is simply like drawing air into your lungs. It's time to talk about the Fortune 100 that control the Fortune 500, who are owned by just a handful of families that control the issuance of currency and credit, and that a corporate world government is being established. And that these corporations on record carry out the most heinous crimes against the populations of the world that we've ever seen. And it's those same megacorporations wrapping themselves in the camouflage of political correctness to the point of almost every major corporate ad or commercial or spokesperson is black. Not just in the United States, but in Australia and in Europe and in the UK and in Latin America. What does that have to do with American Airlines? What does that have to do with any of these things? It's not to help black people. It is to convince the world that the big corporations care about Africa, while Africa is the main target of the globalist takeover. You've heard the statement, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. And that's exactly what Big Pharma and the big banks are doing with their targeting of Africa. Then they trained the Christian West to feel sorry for past crimes, generational crimes, and so that we must now submit to the global corporations edict because the global corporations have donned blackface in hopes that we will acquiesce to their demands in the name of some type of reparations. Whereas it should be black people particularly that should see this, understand what's happening, and point out that just because Apple gave $100 million to George Soros' organization, Black Lives Matter, they do not represent black people or any other humans, period, on this planet, but represent true exploitation of humanity in the most classical sense. Long story short, everything the corporate media does is to dumb you down, to poison you, to make you alone, so you can have all of your assets sucked out of you before you're killed all alone in a room strapped and tied to the wall. That's their end game. That's what the system temporarily on this planet wants. The spiritual force behind it wants your soul. God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that we need to live. But God also, through particularly plants, through the botanicals, gave us things that make our lives